How do you nurture leads? What's a great lead nurturing strategy? I've got that and so much more for you on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and this is your business development skills series. This is part five. It's all about lead nurturing. So there's five specific steps in lead nurturing that I'm going to share with you today. And at the end of our time together, I'm also going to share a secret with you. This is how you're going to put your lead nurturing on steroids, how you're going to blow the doors off of the leads that you convert into actual clients. So stay with me all the way to the end of our program so that you get the benefit of hearing that secret. Okay, now, why is lead nurturing important? I have told the story a million times that I was speaking in front of 50 plus audiences a year, but no new business was coming from that. And the reason no new business was coming from that was because I wasn't capturing contact information from the members of the audience, but I also wasn't following up with them. So I developed this specific strategy that I'm going to share with you right now in order to convert all the leads from people I met throughout the course of my work, whether it was one at a time or 100 or 1,000 at a time at a speaking engagement. Here we go. Here's step number one. Step number one is that you have to decide that you're going to do an email to your list every week. Everyone you meet, you capture their email address and you put them on a list and you add that list to MailChimp or you add that list to your email delivery service. You should have a marketing service specifically for email delivery. Don't use your work email or your personal email or your Gmail account to email thousands of people. Use a service like MailChimp or Constant Contact. Use that service and add everyone you meet to a list. And then I want you to email that list once a week. Write a newsletter, write a tidbit, write educational information. Don't get hung up on the fact that, oh, nobody's going to read it. Or don't think to yourself, I don't read those things, so my clients aren't going to read those things. That's crap. Okay, 10 to 20% of the people on your list are going to read your email, so just do it. The 80% who don't read it, we don't care about them because the 10% will become clients, but they're going to forget about you if you don't email them, so you got to send out an email every week. The second thing I want you to do, step number two, is direct mail. Capture physical addresses from everyone. So the minute they go onto your email list, the first thing you should say to them is, I'd like a physical address. I want to send you something in the mail. I want to send you a free gift. And the free gift can be a pen. It can be a checklist. Tell them you want to send them a free gift. Get their physical address and then direct mail to them. Now, my preference is that you send direct mail once per month. That's fine. If you can't send it once per month, at least four times a year, I want a letter to go out. I want you educating, informing, and making an offer in direct mail. So that's step two. So now everybody on your list has gotten an email, everyone on your list has gotten a piece of direct mail, and they're getting email every week from you. Step number three, send an email with a video. Now there are all kinds of services like, for example, there's one called Loom. There's another service out there, the name escapes me right now, that allows you to take a video from your phone, a 1 minute or a 2 minute video, and embed it into an email. I want everyone to get an email with a video from you. And the video goes like this. Hi, Dave. Dave Lorenzo here. Just reaching out to you to follow up to make sure you got my revenue roadmap guide. If you didn't get it, reply to this email and I'll make sure I send it to you. If you did get it and you have questions, I'd love to talk to you about it. Follow the link below to schedule an appointment with me so that we can talk about how you can implement the revenue roadmap guide in your business. That's the video that I send out to people who opt into my list. You can make the same video over and over again and send it out to your list in an email, and that's step three. Step number four, a phone call. So people have been getting email from you for like 3 weeks. They're getting it every week. People are getting direct mail from you. They got that great email with a video. Then step four is you making a phone call. You're reaching out, making a phone call to them and saying, hey, haven't heard from you. Just want to make sure you got the information that I sent to you and see if you have any questions. That's the voicemail you leave. If they answer the phone, you say that exact thing. If they have questions, you answer their questions and then you ask them to work with you. That's step four. Step five is a personal email from you, not the email blast. Step five is a personal email from you that says, I reached out to you four different times, just wanted to make sure that you have everything you need. I'm here if you ever want to talk. You're going to continue to get my weekly email newsletter. I'd love to speak with you at some point. That's step five. That's the final email that you're going to send out. And then they go on your weekly email list, or they're on your weekly email list. They're getting your emails over and over again. So five-step process in order to nurture those leads. Now, I promised you a secret, and I'm going to share that secret with you in just 1 second. Before I do, I got to give you something for free. I want you to get my entire system. This has been part five in our business development skills series. If you want the entire system and you want to download it in one shot, go to revenueroadmapguide.com. That's a website, revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact info there. Download my system. You can have it for free. And that system will help you attract more leads, convert more leads into clients. All right, here's your secret to taking these leads and converting them. The more you increase the frequency, the greater the frequency of contact, the faster you'll find out if these people are in or they're out. When it comes to leads, I don't want you to say, oh, I don't want to bother people. No, that's not the point. They opted in. They signed up to hear from you. I want to know if they're ready to do business or if they're not. I want to know if they're going to fall in love with me or if they're just playing around. So what I've done in my business is I've taken a segment of the population on my list and I email them every day. They get a link to my daily podcast every day. Now, what has that done? That's put my lead generation on steroids. That's put my entire process on steroids, and that's helped people use me, work with me even faster. So if you want to increase the number of people that you convert, the secret is increase the frequency with which you communicate with them. If you want to make sure that they're ready to do business with you, do all five of these steps in 1 week. Sign them up for your email newsletter. Let them get that email. Then send them a direct mail piece the very first day so they get it on day three or day four. Send them an email with a video on day five. Make a phone call on day six, and then on day seven, say, listen, I reached out to you 6 times. I didn't contact you. If you want anything from me, I'm here. I'd love to work with you. Let me know. The increase in frequency will accelerate the relationship. They'll either be in or out faster. Don't worry about bothering people. They signed up to get email from you. That's your lead generation and nurturing strategy. This has been Business Development Skills Series, Part 5. If you missed any of the four parts that came before it, there's a link below in the description. Be sure and join me for Part 6. That is directly below this video, and it's filling in right now. I'll see you there.